on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach won't give a timeline for when a decision will be made on moving the country to a full level 5 restriction, but he says the NPHET suggestion is receiving full and serious consideration. Latest incident figures for COVID-19 in Donegal reflect a rise in most areas. Letterkenny records a fall, but other areas are rising, particularly in Inishowen. The HSE says there are no plans, meanwhile, to establish a COVID-19 test centre on the Inishowen Peninsula. We'll hear from the Cathaoirleach of the local municipal district. And Gardaí confirm extra checkpoints in Donegal this weekend to encourage the observance of public health guidelines. Later in the bulletin, we'll have Oisin Kelly with the sports news, including a look ahead, of course, to Donegal's big game with Tyrone at the weekend. And as it's a Friday, beg an nuach the going le Chulam Ferreter. We begin, though, with Micheál Martin and his refusal this afternoon to give a timeline for when a decision will be made on moving the country to level 5 restrictions. The Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID, which includes Mr. Martin, the leaders of Fine Gael and the Greens, and the Ministers for Health, Finance and Public Expenditure, will meet, it's thought, tomorrow afternoon. With government sources, they don't believe, they say, the decision can be delayed beyond the weekend. NPHET has recommended moving the entire country to a level 5 lockdown for 6 weeks. A level 4 restriction came into effect at midnight in Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan. Well, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the NPHET suggestion is being given very serious consideration, but he said the full social and economic impact of the proposal will have to be considered.
We have measures in place in Ireland that many European countries, even though they have higher numbers than we have, don't have in place yet. That said, we take advice from NPHET very seriously. This is going to get very good consideration. I don't want to put a timeline on it because government will have to meet. The advice situation is very serious and we will need further action in relation to this. But obviously the government will give this very detailed consideration, examining all aspects of this and make sure that when we respond it will be a comprehensive response.
Another record number of new coronavirus cases were reported north of the border today. 1,299 people testing positive for COVID-19. A further 2 coronavirus-related deaths. Northern Ireland heightens its restrictions from 6 o'clock this evening, with schools, pubs and hairdressers to close. Latest incidence rates for COVID-19 in Donegal reflect a rise in most areas. They cover the 14 days up to the 12th of October. Letterkenny has recorded a fall with an incidence rate of 288.7 per 100,000 people. That's down from 332.2 last week. Michaela Clark has the figures from the rest of the county's local electoral areas.
Leverstonorla remains the local electoral area with the highest incidence rate in Donegal, increasing to 610 per 100,000 of the population in the past week. The incidence rate in South Inishowen has more than doubled from 241.4 to 487.3. The rate of infection in North Inishowen is up 27% from last week, with the rate now of 442.1 per 100,000. Meanwhile, there's been a significant increase in Donegal from 192.5 to 294.4, and Milford has also recorded an increase from 116.4 to 145.2 cases per 100,000 of the population, while the incidence rate in Glenties now stands at 177.2, also up compared to last week's figure of 121.2.
The HSE says there are no plans to establish a COVID-19 test centre on the Inishowen Peninsula. Councillor Albert Doherty, the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, has made the call for a centre this week. But in its response, the HSE says there is sufficient capacity in Letterkenny, while the pop-up centre in Donegal Town is in response to the fact that people in the south of the county can no longer travel to Sligo. Councillor Doherty says that's not a sufficient reason.
I'm very disappointed with the reply that the seem to indicate that Letterkenny and a community pop-up in Donegal Town is sufficient. That might be so, but I've mentioned previously that the number of COVID-19 in Inishowen Peninsula have increased. They have increased significantly into new alarming figures this morning in the Buncrana and Carndonna LEA. And I believe the new statistics require a new response. I've asked for a review of her decision, Donal, and I've asked for that additional centre to be located now in the peninsula.
Your party colleague, Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, is now going to take this onto the floor of Dáil Éireann in the form of a PQ.
Yes, Deputy McLaughlin will now press for this additional service. I don't mind if it's of a temporary nature, but such is the degree of concern, and I am not questioning the capacity of the Letterkenny Centre to deliver. What I am saying is that a national government diktat is please stay at home, please reduce travel, but the Inishowen people are being asked to do what can turn out to be a 100-mile return journey of 3 hours. I'm asking for a degree of fairness and an extra centre to be located in the peninsula.
Well, Gardaí have confirmed there will be extra checkpoints across the country this weekend to encourage the practice of public health guideline observance. A new high-visibility nationwide policing plan came into effect at 7 this morning. It will run until midnight on Sunday. There will be more checkpoints and patrols, particularly at public parks and popular attractions. Donegal Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says Gardaí remain committed to supporting the vulnerable in society throughout this period.
We have people out there in the community that are vulnerable, isolated, lonely, and I suppose all I want to do and what the divisional officer Terry McGinn, our chief superintendent, has asked me to do this morning is just to reassure people that we are there, that we're available if people need us. We have had a programme working through our community policing units out through the districts. The guards actually hired an extra cars and vans so that people could go out and call to older people, people living in their own, people who are isolated, maybe pick up messages for them if they had no relatives locally that could do that, run to the chemist, that sort of thing. That has been ongoing since March. That will be continuing. We are out on the roads, as you know, and particularly in the border districts, doing the 3 E's, the engaging, encouraging and trying to educate people. If we don't get the buy-in from the public, that's what it's all about at the end of the day, about people restricting their movements, wearing the masks, washing the hands, flattening the curve.
And that was Sergeant Paul Wallace. Well, Bus Éireann says at present school buses will continue running as they are under level 4 restrictions which are now in place in Donegal. Bus Éireann and expressway services in Donegal will operate at a capacity of 25%. People are being encouraged to only use the services if their journeys are essential. Brian Connolly is regional manager for Bus Éireann. He says they're aware of concerns around school transport but confirmed work is ongoing in a bid to reduce capacity.
We understand that that can be frustrating for our customers, the capacity issues we experienced them earlier in the year when we were at 25% previously at the start of this crisis. But we would ask people to consider that their journey is absolutely necessary. Remember, under level 4, the guidance from government is to avoid public transport. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, we do appreciate our customers' patience and understanding, and we just ask that they consider their journey in advance, that it has to be absolutely essential. But I am aware that there is a huge amount of work being undertaken with the Department of Education and Bus Éireann to ensure that we get those levels down to 50%. But for the moment, school transport services are operating as they have over the last number of weeks, with that ongoing work to try and ensure that the levels are brought down to 50%.
And that was Brian Connolly of Bus Éireann speaking earlier today to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show. Doctors are warning another shutdown of non-COVID healthcare this year would be a catastrophe. The Irish Medical Organisation is appealing to people to fully comply with COVID-19 restrictions, saying there's an extremely short window to avoid the health system becoming overwhelmed. The IMO says departments of public health right around the country are under extreme pressure as a result of the rapid rise in cases. Other news, and the HSE spent nearly €4.5 million on private ambulances in the first 6 months of this year. According to Freedom of Information figures, Letterkenny University Hospital's bill was the highest at €629,000. Private ambulance providers are used for non-urgent cases when the National Ambulance Service isn't available. Detectives in Derry are appealing for witnesses following two burglaries in the area of Clondermot Park in the early hours of this morning. At around 1 o'clock, entry was gained to a house in the area. A handbag and cash were taken. Police then received reports an attempt had earlier been made to gain entry into another property in the vicinity. Anyone with information or CCTV or dash cam footage showing suspicious activity is asked to contact police. Downing Street says trade talks with the European Union are over after the British Prime Minister told businesses to prepare to break away with no deal in place. Boris Johnson says there needs to be a fundamental change of position from the EU, accusing leaders of making unacceptable demands. He wants a deal similar to the one the EU has with Canada.
It's clear from the summit they are not willing, unless there's some fundamental change of approach, to offer this country the same terms as Canada. And so with high hearts and with complete confidence, we will prepare to embrace the alternative and we will prosper mightily.
Well, Charles Michel is the president of the European Council. He says Brussels intends to continue talking next week.
This is the message formally agreed by the 27 leaders. We are totally united, totally determined to work in order to make an agreement possible, but not at any cost.
This year's McGill Summer School will move online as a result of the current pandemic. The school was postponed during the summer. It will now take place next weekend, discussing, among other issues, COVID-19 and its social and economic fallout, education, Brexit and the US presidential elections. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, Professor Sam McConkie, Congressman Brendan Boyle and former EU Commissioner Phil Hogan are among the names in the lineup. The director of the McGill Summer School, Dr. Joe Mulholland, says while the event is taking place online, it will still very much have a Donegal focus.
There's plenty of Irish, there's plenty of Donegal traditional music played by some of our best musicians, and there'll be shots of Donegal, so it will be very clear that it is coming from Glentis, and I wanted to ensure that and ensure the continuity and that the school will go on in Glentis.
The mayor of Letterkenny Municipal District says Donegal County Council should begin working on plans for greenways on both sides of the Swilly. Councillor Donald Coyle says work should start now on the development of greenways to link up with similar facilities which are already at the planning stage. He acknowledges it's an ambitious project, but says it would be a worthwhile endeavour to pursue. Councillor Coyle envisages a network of greenways linking a large proportion of Donegal.
I'm proposing that a greenway be constructed from the Port Bridge through Manor to meet up with the Buncrana Newton Greenway. I'd also be proposing that there would be a greenway from New Mills to the Port Bridge onto the Thorn and as far as Remelton, to be continued on to Rathmullen, down to Fannet Head, right across the Ballyhernan Bay, on to the Harry Blinney Bridge, on to Kerrygart to meet up with the proposed greenway from Letterkenny to Burtonport at Creasley. I'd also be suggesting another loop for a greenway from Kendrum through Rosnakill, Kerrykeel, Cranford and on to Kerrygart.
The Letterkenny to Burtonport one is very much based on an old railway, so you have old tracks, you have certain parts already there. The scope of what you're proposing for the Swilly would involve an awful lot of discussions on land, an awful lot of potential land purchase. That could prove a long and complicated process.
There's no doubt about it. It would be a very ambitious, but if it's done in stages, as you know well, Donald, even since COVID started, the number of local people who are out walking on country roads that are not fit for walking. If you look at what they have achieved from Westport to Achill Island, which is a 42-kilometre stretch, the potential here is huge, absolutely huge, and we're not utilising it at all.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with soccer. The FAI have confirmed the appointment of Jonathan Hill as their new CEO. The Englishman, who previously worked as a commercial director for the FAI in Euro 96, will take up the role from the 1st of November. Hill takes over from interim CEO Gary Owens, who had filled the position since January. He will be the first permanent CEO of the association since John Delaney vacated the role in March 2019. Just one game tonight in the SSE Air Trusty Premier Division. Bohemians will travel to Dundalk despite two players missing from the squad. One has tested positive for COVID-19. The other is a close contact. That one starts in just under a half an hour's time at 5.45. No game for Derry, who were due to play Shamrock Rovers. But with the COVID situation at Rovers, Derry will not be travelling to Dublin for the tie this evening. Nor indeed will Finn Harps be playing Rovers this coming Monday. They were due to host the league leaders Rangers and Ballybuffet. That means Harps' next game is on Saturday week, the 24th of October, away to Bohemians, and that will be their first game in 20 days. This evening's First Division meeting of Drogheda and Wexford is also off. That's after a Wexford player tested positive for the coronavirus. The new Irish League Premiership season starts tonight. One game down for decision to kick things off, Coleraine will host Ballymena United. Five further games to come tomorrow afternoon. The Premiership in the Irish League is deemed as elite sport in Northern Ireland. There's one game cross-channel in the Championship this evening. Watford will be hoping to continue their promising start to the season. They took on struggling Derby County. That one starts at Vicarage Road at 7:45. Elsewhere cross-channel, there is a couple of big derbies, of course, being played both in England and Scotland. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp believes their Merseyside rivals Everton can become the next proper challenger for the Premier League title. Carlo Ancelotti's side are top of the table going into tomorrow's derby. Klopp says Everton's business in the transfer window has taken them to the next level.
Carlo is a sensational manager, and so it was always clear when he has the time to build something, then he will do that. So this team looks really, really good. I would like to say something different, but it's not possible.
Meanwhile, up in Scotland, Celtic boss Neil Lennon says tomorrow's Old Firm clash with Rangers at Parkhead is unlikely to have a big impact on the Premiership title race. His side go into the match in second place, just a point behind their rivals, but with a game in hand. Both teams have made unbeaten starts to the season, but Lennon says a defeat for either of them shouldn't prove too costly.
Way too early. I mean, we had this conversation after we won at Ibrox last year, and then after we lost at Celtic Park in December. And it didn't pan out the way people assumed it was going to or predicted.
On to Gaelic games. The All-Ireland Under-20 semi-finals are scheduled to take place tomorrow. As things stand, both ties are going ahead. A member of the Kerry Under-20 side has tested positive. They're due to play Galway in the second semi-final tomorrow at Breffni Park. A number of other members of the panel are also isolating, having been possible close contacts. But the GAA have not made a concrete decision on that game. The first of the doubleheader involves Tyrone. They're taking on Dublin at 2 o'clock at Breffni Park. Tyrone, of course, back into the last four. Last year, they lost out to Cork. This year, they're looking to go one step further and make the final. Their manager is Paul Devlin.
Look, the Dublin team, you know, there's a lot of new faces from last year, or, you know, they had a big pile of turnover last, maybe one or two. And basically, you know, they play the same system as they've been playing all along. They're very confident up through Dublin football. So they are... they're well up for it, so they will. They've come out of Dublin up to Breffni for the day. Something we're really looking forward to, Tom. It's a big challenge for both teams. So they both failed at Cork last year, so they did. And they say Cork come back, must have been behind by the two teams, with ourselves in the semi-final and Dublin in the final. So it's a big challenge there, as much for Dublin as it is for ourselves. So really, it'll be a tough, hard game for both teams, and we're really looking forward to the challenge. So we are.
Tyrone Under-20 boss Paul Devlin. Well, the National Football and Hurling Leagues also resume this coming weekend. Derry are in action tomorrow in round three of the football. Rory Gallagher's side are taking on Longford. That one throws in at Celtic Park at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Derry, of course, need to win their two games, the remaining two games, and hope other results go their way if they are to be in with a chance of getting promotion to Division 2. Big North West Derby, as we know, on Sunday. Donegal are playing Tyrone in Division 1 at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. That's our feature game this weekend. I'll be joined in commentary by Martin McHugh. Full live match commentary as from the 4 o'clock throw-in on a Sunday. It has, of course, been 7 months since Donegal had a competitive game. The two sides will meet again in the Championship a Sunday on Fortnight. The format of the Championship, of course, has changed with straight knockout for the COVID-affected season. Ryan McHugh is excited in one way about the new look, but he wouldn't be a fan of it long-term.
Listen, from both sides of view, it's probably disappointing. The fact there's going to be a loser, and either Donegal or Tyrone, who probably would class themselves in the top 5-6 teams in Ireland, are going to be out, you know. But it's the way it is. I think it's just something that we probably will have to get used to. Unfortunately, it's just the way it has to be this year, you know, with everything that's going on. But I touched on there in another interview I'd done recently that my father always told me at home that football was far better back in his day, and Declan might touch the same, that it was do or die. You had to get yourself ready. So I'm looking forward to that side of it, you know, just to see not only the Donegal Tyrone game, but the whole championship as a whole, how teams go about their business when there is no second A. I don't think it is fair, to be honest with you. You know, the fact that as much as I said I'm looking forward to it this year, I think we all can just accept it this year, the fact the way things are, you know. But going forward, no, I don't really think it's fair, the fact that two, as I said, in our opinion, two of the top 5-6 teams in Ireland are meeting each other first round, and one of them's going to be out, you know, and that's their championship over. Where in different sort of provinces, you probably don't get two of the top 5 teams in Ireland meeting each other. So I don't think it's fair that way. I do think the backdoor system has worked well, so I do, and the fact it gives teams another chance. You know, you train all year to have one match to be out of the competition that really means the most to Sam Maguire, I think would be a wee bit unfair.
Ryan McHugh. Well, that Donegal Tyrone game is the second of two games to be played on Sunday. Before that, Galway play Mayo at 2:00, and it could have a big bearing if Donegal is going to stay in the top flight. A win for Galway, and that will mean Donegal will be safe in Division 1. Derry also have action this weekend on the National Hurling League front. They play the Division 2 final against Down, and that one is on Sunday afternoon. On to golf now. Patrick Harrington is just 3 shots off the lead in the second day of the Scottish Championship. He shot a 69 to reach the halfway point at 9 under. Matt Wallace is the clubhouse leader at 12 under. Rory McIlroy will be looking for an improved performance on the second day of the CJ Cup on the PGA Tour in Las Vegas. He of course bogeyed his final 3 holes to sign for a 1 over par 73 after round 1 last night. Shane Lowry starts the second day level par. England's Tyrrell Hatton leads by a shot at 7 under. Finally, we go to athletics. Anne-Marie McGlynn competes at the World Half Marathon Championships tomorrow in Poland. This event was originally scheduled for March, but because of the pandemic, was put back to later in the year. It's going to be the only European or World Championship event scheduled to take place in 2020. McGlynn is one part of a 3-member travelling Irish party. That's your sport for today, Donal. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisín agus anois anocht a léamh ag Colm Ferreter.
Seabhair ma hasa Colm Ferreter in seán na príomh scéalta. Dúir ar fógra ar thiúb údras na gealtachta cartar fáilte rive an fógra go mé ardu de ort ponte a 1.3 million le cairt ar bhain bhainiú údras na gealtachta don bhlín seo thagain. Tá ardu de 4 million go leigh fógraithe don a bhodjad capital na hagraíochta rud a chiaráin go mé solaithar capital je kera villion je gulyaich fáil an udras na torch fuina chlár farbrha fantriachta agus fastiachta agus kontaku le kolakti geltakta awel a chonachar a gerkim covid ni jeg arhu fogriu goro ardu de 3 million ig chakt vodjid raha na hagriachta kontaki arta a horch tifa le kursi pa agus fenchen be vodjid raha omlan de da jeg poncha 6 million ig an agriacht dan vlin chahogin Dúir air press ráitis Conrú na Gaeilge tá an áilte chuirte roimhe an 8 billion déag de bhíniú bhreise a dógairt ón an rialtas ó dheas sa cheannaisneis don Gaeilge agus don Gaeltacht an céadúr ó dheavíle sa hocht a bhfuil ardú suntasa agus ardú níos cothrama chuirte ar fáil go háirithe don Gaeltacht. Agus tá gealtanas deanta go leantaí Conrú na Gaeilge a raibh leis an bhachtasaíocht le haghaidh bhreis muinithe de áras na Gaeilge Contaku Lo a John Scadal a Corcunkin, Dirch Niall Comer Uctoran Connor Nigeliga, Goel Malu Foyle Tilche, Egwuncher, Fobble Nigeliga, Augustin Geltacht, August Cartham Nefenia, a Lorig Aku. Is a Geltacht Runinal to seal Ur Roat Katia na a Wiltu Fanart, a Priv Chakteract Actish Udrus Nigeltacta, Tashota Condini a Walu and Shock on Kajan Seal Nisfar a Winchama, Taharak Sul Gomalhi and a Factus. Wild and Fobal Geltacta, Tanagoni and Achaha Elenierin, August and Diaspora Fodan Doin Foster, Carter Baim Ashna, August Efact and Bonagas Technoliacta, and Will Digita G Tech, August Ata Eg Fine News Nicanter Geltacta, Marfarch then Actus, August Shin Eligato. Williams of Wheelahar Slanagus Bannock.
Good morning, Hugget Column. Augustinish on, I'm sure, dry in most areas for the evening with a few passing showers and light easterly breezes. Dry in most areas tonight with some mist and fog patches developing. Again, light easterly breezes. Lows overnight 2 to 4 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, Saturday, a mainly dry day with some bright spells. Cloud will increase through the day though, and there will be some isolated showers. Highs tomorrow afternoon 10 to 13 degrees Celsius with once again light to moderate easterly winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the main stories in brief, the Taoiseach has declined to give a timeline for when a decision will be made on moving the country to level 5 restrictions. The Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID will meet tomorrow afternoon after NPHET recommended a level 5 lockdown for 6 weeks. Another record number of new COVID-19 cases have been reported north of the border. 1,299 people testing positive with two more coronavirus-related deaths. Latest incidents. Rates for COVID in Donegal reflect rises in most areas, with the exception of Letterkenny, the figure down there, but up in other areas, particularly Inishowen. And the HSE, meanwhile, says there are no plans to establish a COVID-19 test centre on the Inishowen Peninsula. The Coherlick of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Albert Doherty, says there is sufficient capacity in Letterkenny, according to the HSE, but he says that's not a sufficient reason to deny Inishowen a centre. And that's Silent Radio News. As we say, we are back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 16th of October. The death has occurred of Mary Feeney, 12 Brinesburn Road, Bangor, County Down, formerly of Ardra, Donegal. Funeral service at her late residence tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with interment in the Church of the Holy Family Churchyard, Ardra, at 3 o'clock. Donations of flowers, if desired, directly to the Simon Community at simoncommunity.org/get-involved/donate. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the house and the funeral are private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Veronica Doherty, Golden Acre, Church Street, Rimelton. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there tomorrow to St Mary's Church, Rimelton, for rosary at 6 o'clock and to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, removal and funeral are private to family only, please. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Mass and rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Rimelton. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St Mary's Church Restoration Fund, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Marjorie Roach, Gort Larry, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her sister Evelyn's residence at Gort Larry, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Eddie Sharkey, Gortani, Quigley's Point. Eddie will repose at his son Eddie and Debbie's residence at Traumati, Quigley's Point. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. The death has taken place in Canada of Heather Borsma, née Patterson, formerly of Ballyraine, Letterkenny. Funeral will take place in Canada and will be available to view online. Details to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of John Murphy, formerly of Carrick, Castle Finn. John's remains are reposing at his son and daughter-in-law Sean Paul and Daniela Murphy's home at Drumban, Castle Finn. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. Due to HSE and government restrictions, the house mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Rose Early, née O'Donnell, 27 Windmill View, Glencar, Letterkenny, formerly of Arranmore Island. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 11:30 to St Eunan's Cathedral for funeral mass at 12 noon with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. in compliance with current HSE and government guidelines. The wake, funeral and interment are private to immediate family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/letterkenny. And the death has taken place of Hugh McGonigal, Care O'Doherty Avenue, Buncrana. Hugh's Requiem Mass will take place tomorrow at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Hugh's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cock Hill. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to ICU B Surgical 2 at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors.